Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rick Rock with the Off the Cuff podcast, the podcast that wasn't supposed to be a podcast, but man, it got a couple listeners, a couple laughs, so we're going to keep on rolling with it. The first initial podcast that we did, it was just for Facebook only, and that was killing people's batteries because you had to have the app open on your phone. So I'm going to go ahead and put it down on one of the applications like Spotify or whatnot. So if you're on your route, head it out to your route, put your headphones on, get out there, keep on trucking, keep on laughing, and keep on loving. I'ma holla, holla, holla.
All right, we're back on. Is it just the two of us? All right.
It's just the two of us again. I don't know
just
what
that... the two of us.
What the fuck is that guy doing?
I don't know, dude. He's like on a Eastern time zone, man. He's probably passed out.
You know what's funny though is you could tell when he's had a couple soaks, he's got that like slur to his voice. I think he's had a couple.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know I don't sound like that, right?
No. But I could always tell when Denny's been drinking, because he's out, like, like when we talk, I'll tell him, hey, you've had a couple, huh? And he's like, yeah, I've had a couple. Whoa. Man. Oh, hello.
Hey, are we on?
Oh, yes, you're on.
Yeah, boy. My screensaver went blank, and then it just disconnected me.
Dude, man, what are you eating right now? Who's eating?
I'm not eating.
Man, I swear I heard utensils.
Somebody's got.
You know what it is? It's I'm outside, and my dogs are eating out of their food bowls.
Man, that's how clear it is. So, before we get started on this podcast, I just want to tell everybody that I'm Rick, and I'm from Northern California. And I've been working for the Postal Service for about 21 years now. My anniversary just came up. And I just wanted to start this podcast. Who knows? Maybe it can last forever. I don't know. Maybe in about 30 years from now, when I'm retired, I'll still be doing the podcast. I think that would be such a cool thing. Tell me a little bit about you guys.
Well, my name's Mike. I'm in the Central Valley of California. And Rick, I'm sorry, Vallejo is not Northern California. That is the Bay Area. Anyway, I've been with the Postal Service for 20 years. I was a clerk for the longest time. Clerk, division clerk, bulk mail clerk, and then I got excess into carrying, and it's been fabulous so far. It's absolutely fabulous. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, I really can't top that one. But you know, I've been here for a while. You know, not 20 years, maybe 10. I'm part of this. This trio.
Denny. Denny.
Oh, my God.
Denny.
What?
Mr. Schnurr.
Yes, sir.
We've talked previously about your past employment.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You recently told me that you had a certain amount of years in an old job.
Yes.
Can you touch on that for Mike, please, so he can be up to speed?
Oh, please, yeah. I'd love to hear this. I'm Mike Curiosity is piqued.
Well, you know, Mike, have you ever heard the term too big to fail?
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I was a part of a corporation, and I started there in June 6th of 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And my 30-year retirement date was a month ago.
Wow.
On the 6th.
Damn.
Fuck. So I could have potentially been retired as we speak right now with full benefits, pension, big pension. But I decided to go, I worked there for 10 years and then I left. And I went to General Motors because I thought, you know, bigger the better.
Foolproof.
Yeah. They closed them all down.
Wow. Who would have thought, you know, Detroit Motor City or Michigan?
It's just the automotive. It's the automotive capital of the world.
Yeah.
And that's, they went pretty belly up.
Wow. Yeah.
But, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. You know, it might have worked out in another life, but it didn't for me. So now I have zero pension, and I'm older, and I'm just slinging mail. And I, you know, all the little jokes we make about how I'm just gonna drop that in somebody's front yard. Those aren't jokes. That's real. I'll never retire.
Yes, you will. You can't. So come on.
Well, no, I won't.
You go into management.
I don't have enough. No. But I'm good with it. I've come to terms with it. I'm okay.
That's the first part of getting mentally right. Is just coming to terms with it.
Yeah. Or,
well, you know, if you die on the clock, your family gets more money. So
is that true?
It is true.
No.
Do you have to sign up for that?
No, it's absolutely true. You get there's 10% more that gets paid out if you die on the clock, which is why there's a running joke. Not even really a joke. It's a saying, once they know somebody's having some sort of health issues, they will clock your ass out.
What?
Wow. Yeah. I never knew that. Hey, so that girl, that lady that just passed away in L.A.
Yeah.
Her family will get a little bit more.
Yes. Because there's a little,
maybe they
more.
Punched her out.
Could be, because she was sitting idle for more than 4 minutes.
Not to change the subject or anything, but we had a stand-up today, and that lady came up. I'm not sure if you guys heard about the news with the lady that passed away over in SoCal, but the autopsy hasn't come out, so, you know, nothing's said that it was heat or nothing like that.
Natural causes, I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they don't want nothing to do with that shit.
No.
Dude, it was her first day back after being off for 3 months with a broken fucking ankle. She was not acclimated to the heat. She did not get any of those fucking safety stand-ups. Bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit.
I know, but it's a conspiracy.
They don't want nothing to do with that shit.
They're gonna bury that and chalk it up as natural causes.
Yeah, they're not
at her age.
Yeah,
63. That is a bit advanced.
But man, they don't want nothing to do with it. They're like, nah, it wasn't us.
Because that'll be like, what do you call that? Past precedence, you know, or whatever.
Let me ask you this, guys. When you watch Facebook or you watch the news, and they're like, oh my god, that fucking dog is in the car with the windows up.
Yeah.
Like, you see a mailman in a mail truck, and it's fucking, it was 117 outside, so it was probably 125 inside her truck.
Easy.
So, what's the difference?
Nothing. But they're not gonna say that it was the heat in the truck that caused her death.
Never.
We all know that.
Never. No.
It's like the NFL with concussions. You know, you open that Pandora's box, everybody's gonna start doing it.
Did you happen to get? Oh, you guys are on vacation, huh?
Well, I am. Yeah,
Denny, you back to work?
Denny's gonna be, but
the reason why we're getting all these stand-ups this summer is because somebody croaked out last year, and management didn't do their due diligence, and they got sued. So the only reason why this is getting done is because it's costing the post office money in a bad way.
Dude, we've had a stand-up every day this week. They're about 30 minutes long, and they have safety. Our safety cap is just, it's hard. Dude, we've had a stand-up every day this week. They're about 30 minutes long, and they have safety. Our safety cap is just, it's called STEM or STEAM or their acronym. It's an acronym for something. STEAM or STEM.
Should be steam.
Okay, steam.
Like a steam room.
Oh,
but it's not though.
What does it stand for? Do you know?
I can't remember. Something safety, something fucking fuck. I don't know.
It's probably like stop and then drink more water.
But it has all to do with being safe and not and no accidents and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid. Hey, they were like,
hey,
Danny. Hey, Mike, throw a flag.
Listen, man. You can't.
Time out.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
So they were like, hey, so we're going to have a contest. We want you guys to bring I'm sure you guys have old shoes laying around the house. Bring a shoe in that you're not supposed to wear to work. And we're like, really?
Yeah.
So stupid.
And that's supposed to solve what problem?
And then I was going to ask you guys, did you get that, you know, when you grab your scanner, today's message was like something about the heat, but if you have pre-existing health conditions, something, I was like, oh, shit, this has to do with that lady for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they don't want, they want to cover their asses with this.
Oh, for sure.
If you have pre-existing fucking conditions, your physician before working in the heat. Like, really?
Yeah.
There's really nobody that can be acclimated to that kind of temperature.
I couldn't. But I told my coworker Patrick, I was like, Patrick, I was like, man, if I'm out there, dude, I'm at somebody's garden hose and I'm just going to town. Like, I don't think twice when I go to, like, people's houses and turn their water on and just dump water on myself. But man, I can't imagine what she was going through. Like, you know, because I've been hot before where it's just like brutal. Like, you're just like, oh, fuck. She probably just, her mind was probably just fried.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, honestly, this was one of the reasons why I've been on a route that had a ProMaster.
Well, yeah, me and Mike both have that. You know, so.
Man, and it gets hot as shit in Modesto.
Hey, it gets hot as shit here too. So, we get a lot of humidity off that lake, man.
Oh, I bet.
You know,
yeah, humidity's worse than just plain old heat. I mean. Rick and I mean, we get heat, but there's a breeze that blows in from time to time. But when you mix in humidity, it's like, you know, fuck that. No,
man, it was really nice today. Actually, speaking of the weather, it was nice. The sun didn't come out till it didn't clear. The fog didn't roll out till about maybe 12. Fucking nice.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Ricky, I mean, you're in one of the most mild. You work in one of the mildest climates of this fucking state.
Well, I mean, that's why they grow all the wine out here, just because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 12 months out of the year. You're in a pretty decent climate.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I can hear in the Central Valley, Jesus Christ. But then again, where I came from, where I grew up, there's no breeze. There's no nothing. There's like a shit ton of humidity. I don't know how those carriers make it up there. I mean, it's...
What about all those folks down in like El Paso and... Phoenix. Yeah,
that's no idea. Brutal. No idea. Like my sister, she's in Sacramento, and it gets to about 100. But man, it's a fucking hot, fucking burning 100. She's like, "Why don't you transfer over here, buy a house over here?" I'm like, "Hell no, it's too hot. I don't know how they do it."
No, no way. I mean, Vallejo, Napa. I mean, it's way cooler than Sacramento. I mean, way fucking cooler.
Get out to Modesto, that's even worse.
No, this is a shithole. Oh, can you hear the fireworks going off? Yeah, nice.
Man.
Oh, lovely.
You guys talking about the weather. How about the transition we have here? We have like Florida's humidity here in the summer, and then we have like knee-deep snow we're dredging through. Ice.
Oh,
man, that's no
fun. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
You got about 40 pounds of clothes on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got us there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys don't even own snow pants or boots.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. We sure don't, dear. No pants, no shoes, no nothing like that there, don't you know?
Damn, I don't even have any pants.
Fuck you.
No pants.
Wow.
Hey,
I even own pants.
I got a story, you guys, So, before I joined the post office, the postal service, I used to work at Save Max.
Telemarketing?
So I used to work at the grocery store. You know, I was a manager at the grocery store. And, you know, all my wife's family, they were already in Florida. So what I did was I went to work and I worked my first shift. And then I caught a flight out to Florida, took the test, and then I flew back the same day.
I've heard this.
Wow, you went from...
Jesus, come on. Wow. And then, my father-in-law picked me up and took me back to the airport. And I flew out back to New York and, went back to caught the next grocery shift. You know, there was a cleanup. There was a cleanup on aisle 5. And I made it back to do the cleanup on aisle 5. And then I night stalked. You know, the rest of the night. So
wow. So somebody dropped a whole box of tampons in the end.
Oh my god!
That's almost as good as the pharmaceutical salesman.
Yeah, he was the guy who was pushing suppositories before he was a mailman.
No, like Spamps. Spamps. Yeah. He was a pharmaceutical. Now he's driving a Zamboni.
Dude, how do you go wrong with the pharmaceutical industry?
I know. Everybody needs drugs.
It's drugs, man. He must have just been a shitty salesman.
Man, but right? I can't even picture him being a shitty salesman. He's got the gift, he's got the voice and like the emotion. Like if you saw Johnny Spamps on a commercial where it was like save the crows or save the fucking squirrels. Like, he's got that look about him, like, you just feel bad, like, oh, fuck.
I just, you know, I just don't think he could close the deal. He's just too nice. A salesman, they got to be sharp as a knife, man.
Yeah, that's why a lot of salesmen are alcoholics and wife beaters. They just know how to close the deal. I mean, shit.
Yeah, and I still think he has it in him. He just, somebody says no, and he's like, okay.
He's like, listen, okay, you fucking bastard.
Motherfucker.
Your motherfucker out of the way.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hey, did you guys see on Facebook or Instagram, some football player, I guess, beat up his girlfriend or something like that?
No.
Yeah, I like saw that. Famous? It was,
Sean McCoy?
Yeah, Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Oh, from what, the Eagles?
From the Bills.
That guy?
Yeah, the guy, he was on the Eagles and then he went to the Bills.
Dude, there was pictures of his wife and she was just beat up.
Well, he's on the tail end of his career, you know.
Yeah, running backs don't have a long career. So
he's probably a little frustrated.
You know what? You know what? Instead of fucking sending people to prison, why not just fucking make them carry mail for fucking 30 years?
Yeah, oh. Right.
But then again, what is it about running backs and domestic abuse? You got Adrian Peterson, Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy for... Oh, God damn it. Knocked out his wife
O.J. Simpson.
In the elevator.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson, yeah.
And then O.J. Simpson. It's just running backs, man. I think it's just running backs.
Hey,
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, like, he didn't beat up his wife. He just murdered some dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the kid from Colorado? He was a receiver.
Fuck.
Hey. He killed that pregnant stripper.
Hey, speaking of football.
No, that was Ray Caruth from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Fuck. Dude, and when he gets out of jail, he wants custody of his kid?
Of his kid, yeah. That kid is like 20 years old now. I mean, fuck that. That dude wanted him dead.
I think that kid has got like disabilities.
He's got like cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All because he didn't want to pay child support.
Well, I think he would. He met her in a club or something. It was like a one night. Was it a one night stand type thing?
I can't remember.
Hey, let me ask you guys this.
So I was at a buddy's house this past weekend, and we were watching, all he watches is like the football channel, like where they have documentaries and stuff. And they were talking about a football player. His name was Jimmy Smith or whatever. He was a wide receiver for the Panthers.
All right.
Or, yeah, Carolina. He was a wide receiver, and he was a badass wide receiver. But he was, I guess he was just a drug addict, because when he got drafted by the Cowboys, he hung around with Michael Irvin. And Michael Irvin got him fucking on drugs. Man.
Then they all fucking got.
That's when, that's right, that's when they owned that house. They called it the White House, which was like, it was full of cocaine and hookers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Dion was there too.
Yeah, that was during like the Barry Switzer, Jimmy Johnson days. Yeah.
Wow, the White
House. What about Lawrence Taylor?
Oh, yeah, pissing on minors. That was good. Yeah. Call him R. Kelly.
God.
R. Kelly, I'm going to piss on you.
God.
Well, hey, let's not mince words here. I mean, we got to be honest with each other. These aren't stand-up citizens. They're just fast and strong. They can jump high, and they can do it like shit monkeys do.
And they'll blame it all on concussions at the end of the day.
But
they're not your normal guys.
Like Mark Chimura, the tight end for the Green Bay Packers, who got busted for banging his underage babysitter.
What?
They're in a hot tub.
Wow.
And what else? I mean, there's all kinds of shit. I mean, it's just the mentality, not necessarily the, you know, it's just the football mentality. They're meant to go out and take what they want, and that's what they do. It's, I mean, shit.
Man, but how would you like to go to work for like 5 years and never have to work again?
No, yeah. I'd be fine, but then never be able to, like, walk right or pick up your kids or Alzheimer's by 50 or...
That's a mailman.
Man, imagine working 17, what is it? Is it 17 weeks out of the year?
Yeah, but yeah, there's also, months. I mean, they're training year-round. They've got
their
preseason. I mean, it's less than baseball and basketball.
Yeah, but no, they work like that in France. Just regular stiffs. You know?
Yeah,
they barely even work.
They're fucking socialists.
Well, so what? What's wrong with that? Capitalism.
Well, I don't know. Ask everybody who voted for Trump what's wrong with that.
I'm just glad they got those boys out of the cave. Shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to know if there's any fucking spirits in there, man.
It's like, well, what was the saying? It's the only soccer team in the world that doesn't know how to dive.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the jokes. Old. It doesn't take
jokes.
Long
we got jokes. We got jokes.
God. As soon as they were all safe, and then that's fair game.
Hey, let me.
Two movies already planned for this shit. I mean,
I knew it. I fucking knew it when I talked, when I said it in the fucking podcast. I was all, they're going to have a movie. For sure.
There's two fucking movies already slated.
You called it, Rick.
Hey, who's going to play the kids, though?
I don't know. Probably somebody locked up in a pen on the border. I mean, who knows? Shit.
Maybe a Disney? Will it be a Disney movie?
No. They're just Asian kids, right?
Yeah, but you got to have 12 of them.
I know, but they all look alike.
So would it be like, will it be like a Goonies type movie where they...
Where's One-Eyed Willie?
Where's Slovenia, you guys? Hey, let's go into this cave, you guys.
Yeah. There's gold in there.
Remember when Mom was going to fix your teeth, but then she had to spend money on Joey's hairpiece? Remember that?
Speaking of, you know, like we were talking about the lady who passed away in her mail truck. Did you hear, like, the president over there, or whatever the fuck you want to call him? He's like, hey, we have, you know, there's nothing wrong with going in these caves during the non-monsoon season. But we're going to have to set some guidelines so people don't go in there during the rainy season. Everybody's always backpedaling and trying to create new rules.
Hey, so you know when Mike in the boxer chat, he was like, you know, they ended up like, you know, 2.5 miles into the cave. Yeah. What were they doing? Well, I heard on the Facebook article today, the reason they went further into the cave was to get to higher rocks.
Oh, I believe that.
So it was less water. When they went deeper in, they got to, like, higher ground.
I believe that. It was coming in.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
Well, that's logical, right?
Hey, we got to go deeper in, man. Fuck. Well,
you figure the water would recede after some point, but after 2 freaking weeks and it's still flooded, you're like,
fuck it. But it didn't say what they ate, huh?
No, there was probably some 13th member of the team that was pretty chubby and nobody really knew him. He was probably an orphan and they
fucking he had a pockets full of Snickers bars, probably like, I got candy.
Hey, what's that on your lip?
Nordberg. Hey, Nordberg. Oh, no. I got a Snickers bar, coach.
Is that chocolate on your lip?
Is that chocolate on your uniform? I'm fucking hungry.
Damn. You don't want to see me when I'm hungry.
God, Nordberg. Wasn't that the catcher, though? His name on Bad News Bears? Was it Nordberg?
Yeah.
I'm fucking hungry.
Well, you know, the only way the movie was ever going to be made, somebody did have to die, and a Navy SEAL did die. Otherwise, the movie would just be, like, a feel-good thing.
Dude, yeah. I wonder, so they'd have to get, like, maybe Brad Pitt to play the Navy SEAL diver.
But no, when they showed these
movies.
Did you see their Navy SEAL guys, though? They're all, like, doughy and, like, chubby and short. They all look like Mo.
Man, well, the four I saw, they look pretty yoked.
They did? Yes. I didn't see those guys.
And they had masks on. They put
on the camera.
But they're not like our guys.
Man, they were pretty fit. I was like, holy shit. But they had doctor's masks on, probably so you don't see who they are. But,
I don't know. What kind of secret ops are the, is the freaking Thailand, freaking Navy SEALs doing? I mean, come on.
I couldn't pick one of those guys out of a lineup.
I mean, breaking up a freaking female prostitution ring? I mean, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:34, and we're 26 minutes into this podcast. And I know you're sitting at home watching, listening right now, looking and sitting in a dark room with the phone light staring you in the face. And you're like, man, 26 minutes has just passed by just with like a blink of an eye. And you think, and you're like, man, it seems like the Postage Due podcast is like 30 minutes and you're just waiting for it to get going. Well, hey, you stepped into the right podcast because this is just unscripted, just whatever. It's unfiltered and it's just whatever comes off the top of our heads and you're just getting it.
Yeah, it's like, who wouldn't listen? Hey, who wouldn't listen to this?
Fucking stream of consciousness, man. It's fresh.
This is real
unfiltered.
Talk.
This is real talk.
Nobody cares. It's like, man, why structure it out?
I know.
Yeah. You know, like one day we're gonna.
So, why did you join the post office? What was your inspiration?
I worked at a grocery store I was a manager at a grocery store. And I married a Cuban. Fake labs and oh, you did. Then who was the guy? What's the guy's name that was doing the postage due? Well, tell me a little bit more about that. Real robotic.
Yes.
Jacob Swift.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Man, get me on there. That shit would go right to number one.
Man. You know,
I figured somebody from Louisiana would have a bit more of an accent, you know what I mean?
God. You know, I think out of all of them, I thought maybe Joshua would just kind of take over. Because he's got a pretty good personality, you know?
I
but I just don't think, or Dylan, like, Yeah, Dylan's got a good personality.
I think Dylan's pretty funny. He's a funny guy.
But maybe they just, I don't know. I just don't, maybe they, I have no idea how that one works.
So because they just don't talk. They're just not having a conversation like we are.
Like us, we talk every day, you know? So it's probably awkward when you get together like once a month, huh?
Yeah.
No chemistry.
Yeah, but the topics of your, you know, whatever you're talking about changes constant. You know, it's like, hey, not to change the subject or anything, but, you know, we've covered all kinds of bases already.
So what are what are the chances of them talking about jockstraps?
I was just going to say,
I mean, shit.
Well, the first time I saw my dad in a jockstrap.
First time I saw my dad naked.
What is that? What is he wearing? His butt showing.
Man.
Dad, where's the rest of your underwear?
And it's kind of like not only the jock strap, but man, when he took it off, I don't know what it was about those guys, but they had big old dicks on it back then. Yeah.
Think about it. Back in there, it's like, damn.
Oh, man.
And I look at myself now and I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Dude, I'd probably be embarrassed to put on one of my dad's jock straps just because I wouldn't fill it up.
I think it skips a generation or something.
Man. I remember being like 6 or 7 though. Swear to God, 6 or 7. And like showering with my dad and being short. I was short at the time. So I probably came up to maybe his stomach or his chest and just seeing it. And I was like, man, my dick is not that big. Like, I would look down at my, you know how you're a kid and you're like, man.
Like, looking down. You're like,
yeah. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, but you know, they were all like that then. It's like, I can remember going to the Riverview Racquetball Club. And in fact, they actually had one of those in Cleveland. J.O. told me. And all those guys, they would shave naked, all like in a row. They were all shaving. Wow. With no clothes on, and they all were swinging.
Damn. Man.
The only gross part about the whole thing was, like, the shower drains, they all had, big clumps of gray hair. They're all clogged up.
That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty. But, you know, it's just the shit you've seen. I seen it.
Man, I was always
stuck on the shower curtains at the gym I've been going to. That's just nasty. I look at it, it's like, oh, what the fuck, man.
Hey, you guys have shower curtains at your gym, Mike?
Yeah, Planet Fitness, yeah, we got shower curtains.
Man, we don't have shower curtains at my gym.
I've never taken a shower at Planet Fitness.
Showered at the gym.
Pin a fucking rose on your nose. Well, since I work out before work, I mean, I don't want to come in smelling like, it's a necessity.
That's why mine's only like 5 minutes from my house. So,
we've been over this. I mean, I'm 20 plus minutes away from.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring the whole duffel bag with you.
Yeah.
Do you bring the shower shoes? You bring the shower sandals too, right?
Yeah, and padlock my shit up, and
that seems like too much. I probably wouldn't go to the gym as much if I had to do all that.
Man, I'd probably wear those water shoes if I had to shower at the gym.
Especially since there's some homeless people. I mean, they can afford the $10 a month membership. Yeah. They're in there. They've got their phone charging. They've got their all their shit.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
They're like, oh fuck.
That's and it ain't disgusting. Like it isn't like they can deny them. You know, they
no. I mean, they're paying their dues.
Man, they should up it a little bit.
No way. I mean, come on. That's their staple. That's their cornerstone of their business right there.
How much is membership over there for a month?
$10. $10. Wow.
$10.
I mean, the nice one's about $70.
$10.
Like, the nicer gym that's in our city, it's about $70. That includes like towel service and whatever else. And it does keep the riffraff out, but I mean, damn.
That's expensive.
Yeah, right?
man. I don't know. I'm just kind of weird. Like, I don't shower at the gym. I was always the kid in PE that tried to get into the locker room first to get changed out because I didn't even like taking my pants off in front of people. Like, you know, I was like, fuck, I don't want people changing in front of people. I was in and out of there. Like, I'm suited up, ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, we had I remember a kid in high school. I mean, he was like one of the buffest, rippest dudes in high school, but when it came to like shower time, he was like, he would try and wait to like the last possible second, and he would keep his shit like covered up the entire time. I'm like, okay, you're worth spending all this time and effort working on your body, but all right, shower time, you get freaking shy, or you're, I was like, what the fuck is your problem, dude?
Man, you guys showered at school, Mike?
Yeah, in high school. After
gym.
You know, we didn't. Or after a football game, you know, when I played football, yeah.
Okay, well, like the real deal sports.
Yeah.
Man.
But like, you know, when gym was like at the end of the day, like, yeah, we showered or at the beginning of the day.
Was just with the one shower head?
No. There was multiple. I mean, it was a huge like gym shower, like.
Yeah, it's like a big room.
Like you had like four pedestals with like five shower heads coming out of each one, kind of a thing.
It was like a prison room then.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Kind of like out of the scene out of The Rock.
American History X?
Yeah, except nothing like that happened in there, but at least not that I know of.
Fuck. I could never do that.
Yeah.
I remember when we had swimming class, I didn't even do that. I was like, I'm not fucking swimming. Because then I got a shower in, like, a little-ass bathroom.
No, this was, like, a full-on communal shower back in the day. I mean, we're talking, like, 20 guys in there at a time kind of thing.
And that's before being, like, you know, the gay thing wasn't really a thing back when we were in high school.
No. It was right? pretty closeted back then. Yeah, it wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
Especially at a Catholic school where I was.
Oh, fuck.
You just had to worry about the priest coming in.
You probably had a lot of classmates that were just like, oh, yeah. Never knew.
I want to take that snow shot right to the chin.
Hey, can I borrow your soap? Borrow your bar soap?
They were still on the closet.
Hey, can you wash my back, please? The spot?
And also, I mean, full disclosure here, I mean, my graduating class was only 50 people, so it's not like it was that, there's a ton of people in every gym class or anything like that, so.
Wow, that's small.
Yeah, I grew up in a small fucking town.
Wow.
That is small. Hey, how often do you guys wash, like, your backs? Like, do you guys have one of those shower brushes, or?
I've never.
Nah, like, when when I shower, like, I probably can't never get to the center of my back.
I never washed my back my whole life.
I washed my shoulders and what I could reach. Yeah. But I can't get to the middle of my back.
Just let the shower head take care of it.
That's what I do. And I'm like, I saw a video with Hulk Hogan and like he was in a shower. And I swear he used like a real towel and was using a towel to wash. And I was like, God, that's a waste of a big towel. Just so you could wash your back.
He's probably all oiled up. He's got to get that shit off.
Yeah, you're right. Baby,
how does it even get dirty? It's just sweat, right?
Yeah, you know, that's what I always say. Just let the shower head wash whatever off. But how often have you had somebody come up to you and say, hey, let me smell your back?
I mean, you want to get back in there, right? I mean, back in is nasty.
Hey, can I smell your back? I haven't washed it since I was born.
Ever.
I haven't washed my back since my mom was, since I was a baby in the sink.
40 years later.
Oh my God, Denny, we're the same. Mike, we're the same. We've never washed our backs. Like
I've never even tried. It's too hard.
Forget it. Just let the soap run down.
And I don't have one of those fucking shower fucking brushes with the handle.
I mean, I got one of those wooden back scratchers, but I don't have anything to, like, wash it.
Hey, what if we invented a back washer and we can make it out of those little you know, those little squeeze, you stick stuff to the wall, and we put like a brush, and you can take it in the shower.
Your back up and down on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would that sell?
I don't think it would sell because nobody does it. They'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. Imagine if
you saw that in the store, and you were like, all I got to do is stick this to my wall, and I can wash my back.
Yeah, double as a loofah and an exfoliator, and like maybe
you'd have the bristles. You'd
take the hair off too.
You'd have bristle, and then what is that called? The loofah? What is the one that's like a sponge?
That's a loofah.
A loofah.
You would have loofah, and then you would have bristle. So like, man, you could get like the best of both worlds.
Fucking $1 million idea.
And I don't know.
And all you got to do is move side to side or up and down.
I just don't think there's a lot of people out there wishing they could wash their back, though. It's like they're not going to jump on it.
It would be as seen on TV. I bet you it would sell.
Maybe porn stars want to wash their back.
I think, Mike,
come on.
Mike, really? You nailed it. I think it's the right hair on the back.
Hair
you
on
could
the
get
back.
Rid of the hair.
Man, I don't have any hair on my back, though.
I got some a little bit on my shoulders. I can feel it, like, jostle in the wind sometimes.
Dude, I've been pulling hair out of my fucking ears, dude, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I pulled two long ones off.
Man, I pull handfuls.
I got to shave. I got to shave my ears. God damn it.
Fuck, dude.
I chalk it up to being married to a Greek.
It looked like a pube. I was like, what the fuck is this long-ass fucking hair?
Yeah. Inside, outside, and you know what's embarrassing? It's like you're getting your hair cut, and, well, for me, it's like, yeah, it's like, you want me to shave your ears? I'm like, fuck. Like, yeah, since you noticed it, yes, please.
Hey, what is the reasoning behind hair on the ears, though?
I don't know. I guess keep them warm during the winter.
I think it just keeps like dirt and dust. It's kind of like nose hair.
But I never. Why now?
Now nose hair is supposed to catch all the shit that's supposed to come that's coming in, all the nastiness. But ear hair, I mean,
that's what wax is for.
Yeah, I don't know. But
what about keeping your ears warm? I mean, like, could be some like ancient caveman shit where you don't want to
just
get your ears
in the hole,
get frostbite.
Though?
Well, why does it take?
I get all around the lobe and all that shit too.
Why did it take 40 years, though, for me to get ear hair like that?
I don't know. Some genetic code gets unlocked at that time.
And they're not dark hairs. Like, they're
coarse. They're thick.
Yeah. And they're like blonde. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Thick.
They're straight up just like, they're resilient, tenacious.
I think it's a genetic code that gets unlocked.
At 40. And those ones hurt, too. When you pull them, you're like, whoa, that hurt.
Nah, the ear hairs, not so much. The nose hair is fucking, that'll bring a tear.
Dude, that's the contest that should have at work. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all going to pull out nose hairs and see who can do it without fucking their eyes watering.
Yeah, that's right. Whoever cries last wins.
Or the longest one. Like, whoever gets the longest one gets a Coke.
Whoever gets the longest, whitest one, yes.
Fuck, man, I get those white ones in there, and it's just like, fuck, man. Why do I have a gray hair in my nose?
Yeah, pluck, 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 and the wife gets pissed off at me, because we'll be driving somewhere, I'll look up in the rearview mirror, I'm like, oh, shit, start plucking.
And it shoots out.
Like, toss that shit out the window. I'm like, no, I'll throw it on the floorboard. So I'm like, like, come on, I didn't notice this shit before we left, but now I'm seeing it, I'm like, oh, come on, you want me to walk around with nose hairs popping out? Come on.
And it's, man, they get hella itchy, too. It's like, man, my nose is itching.
Yeah, as long as they're not whistling. Like, God. Was it Alicia's case neighbor whose nose hairs were whistling?
Oh, God.
That's gross.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking nasty. Yeah. How about that flapping booger in your nose?
Hey, let me ask, not to change the subject. The door booger. It's called the door booger because
the door booger.
It's like every time you breathe, it just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't pick it out.
No.
You gotta
farmers blow it.
You gotta blow that fucker.
Snot rocket it out.
you got to be the big bad wolf and blow that fucker down. Like, oh, okay, I got it. Not to change the subject,
whoa,
you guys.
Yeah, just saw a bat.
Whoa. A bat.
No, I'm outside. I'm outside under my fucking gazebo, and a bat just flew by.
Fuck your gazebo.
Yeah, I know. Fuck, you know, fuck your fence.
Fuck. Not to change the subject, but let me get your guys' opinion on Jim. Is it Jim Oakley or Oakley?
I think it's Oakley.
I think it's okay. Oakley.
I thought it was Oakley too, because I hear
they called him Oak, so I figured Oakley.
Okay, so Jim Oakley, man, he reminds me of like a little boy in an old guy's body.
Me too.
Right?
Well, no, you're only as old as you feel, right?
No, he's like a young kid.
He's like the he's almost like the Crooked Man.
If Tom Hanks made Big, it's like Jim Oakley is Tom Hanks. Am I wrong?
Did you see him playing basketball?
Yeah, no, he's got a good stroke.
He's like a 5 year old though.
I've never been able to spin a ball on my finger ever.
Wow.
Never.
Those giant meat hooks, really?
I don't know how to spin the ball on there.
Wow.
I know how to do that, but I can't make a basket with it like he did.
Then again, we don't know how many times he took that shot. So
I think he did it in one take.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, home court advantage.
Man, that guy, though, he's just like a fucking young kid, though. Just,
man, he doesn't have a worry in the world.
Not at all.
No, he's traveling around Europe right now.
And then the story he told where he was like with kicking the bread, like, as a 20-year-old kicking bread in the air?
Yeah,
like,
into the park. Those fucking kids.
Hey, that was me. That fucking kid was me.
That was awesome. That was one of the best stories ever.
You know, I think when you grow up in a big family like he did, that's just normal. You know, they're all just goofballs. I think you retain that.
Look at that idiot. Older. Look at that idiot.
Yeah, that idiot is your son. He still plays poker with his dad, you know? That's cool. They all get together.
And his dad still drives by and, like, you know, flips in the bird or does something obnoxious like that. Or what did he do? Like, honk and scare the shit out of him a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Or that one time he drove by and didn't even say anything. Yeah. He's like, Jesus. He's 80. He's like, I don't know. I forgot how old he said he was.
He was on his way somewhere, right?
Yeah. But he didn't even say hi. It's like, man, I might not ever see you again.
Yeah.
But, hey, not to be a fucking asshole, but when Johnny Spams reposted the biography of John Oakley or Jim Oakley, I actually watched the whole thing all the way through. The first time I watched a little bit of it, but this time because now I know Jim, like I feel like I know him. I watched the whole thing, and man, it was really good when he was just like, yeah, you know, live in the same town. I deliver to people that I, you know, fucking grew up with or the people, I know everybody. I deliver mail to my dad's house.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's just great.
He delivers mail to his own house and his dad's house.
And the house, like the house that he grew, like he's all the landmarks growing up. Like, man, I see him.
Yeah. He appreciates all that, you know, he takes it all in and he loves it.
That's a trip.
It is. Dang.
That is a real trip. But he's just like a fucking kid stuck in the... He must have found that... what is that machine from Big? What is that called?
Oh,
Zoltar.
Yeah.
There you go.
My sister was like, Zoltar. I was like, yeah. Zoltar. He never got changed out. He just stayed. A kid.
Man, he's just a happy guy. You got to give him credit for that.
Man.
Yeah.
His comments are always good, too. Like, I'm like, damn, that was pretty good.
No. You know, it's funny. Once we got him on Voxer, I just never imagined him ever even using a cuss word. And he's dropping F-bombs. And,
oh, yeah.
Man, he's just a normal dude. He's cool as fuck.
I think we ruined him. Danny, you really fucked up because, man, you would have probably been really good on that tweet video.
Oh, I know, but I was gone for a little bit.
Man, I know.
That was funny, dude. That was a great idea.
Mine sucked, but Jim and Fred and fucking Jim's last one,
Dude, I was dying. I didn't think yours sucked. You just had, you had a different personality.
But mine's were practice ones. I was in my car, and I was like, okay, fuck.
Yours were dead as good, so they were kind of funny that way.
Yes, they're better. You got to have a mixed, mixed bag.
Hey, your guys's were good because you guys did like the after reactions, like, you know,
it's like Fred with the fake laugh and the comment afterwards. I was like,
yeah.
Jim's was the best, though.
Jim's was the best. The last one was the cherry on top.
Really fuck was. You. Fuck you as a dick.
Fuck you and fuck your Mother's Day gift.
Fuck your air. What was that? Fuck that rap, bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Classic. With a straight face. Fuck you, Nick. And fuck your bubble wrap.
It's like he was legitimately just pissed off.
Oh my god. Ugh. Oh, shit.
Man, this is better than Voxer.
Fuck, hey. And this is, you know what, though? And this is forever.
Yeah.
This is fucking forever. Like, Voxer, you lose it. It's gone after a while. This one, it'll just be fucking blueprinted.
That's right. There's no, this message has been recalled.
No. It's just, it's documented.
And we're kind of getting comfortable with it already, because like the first 5 minutes we were all talking over each other. Now everybody's kind of being patient.
Yeah. Hey, and we're the same on here as we are on the fucking Voxer.
Almost. Oh yeah, personality wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is like live.
Yeah, it's fucking live, all right.
There's no recalling shit up here.
But you know, according to Rick, I'm high on pain pills, so maybe I'm not as real.
No, you said you're high on alcohol.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, not, and Denny, I did say I could tell when you've had a couple soaks.
Oh yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, you had that little slur, like, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
Well, that's a lot. No, that's a lot of suds.
Man, I could always tell though. I'm like, "Hey, you been drinking?" I had a couple.
Yeah, I don't. I can't hold my beer that well. Not like Fred. He can pound them down.
Now, since I got you live, Denny, I want to ask you a question, and this was regarding the meetup with Fred. I want you to put into your own words, I want you to rewind back to that night when you guys were saying your goodbyes, and yeah. I want you to get back in that moment and tell us exactly what was going on in your mind and in your heart.
Huh. Well, let's see. You know, we spent like the whole evening together. You know, we enjoyed a baseball game. We were all yucking it up, but it kind of got so familiar. Like we were gonna like be in this moment for a long time, and then all of a sudden the game was over, and we were all walking back to our car. And it was kind of like, hey, see you later, goodbye. And then I'm thinking, you know what? It's more than that. It ain't like, hey, see you tomorrow at work kind of thing. I don't even live here. And then I just said, fuck it. I went over there and I said, give me a hug, buddy. And we hugged it out. You know, it's like, man, and his wife's like, aw, and what's that for? I said, well, shit, I don't know. I might not ever see him again. Who's to say I might not ever even be down here again?
Wow.
But, you know, it's like, and it was all because of the Chronicle page that we were even met. It was kind of a trip.
Did he know you were going to, so like when you guys shook hands and walked off, did he know you were going to come back for a hug?
No, we didn't even really shake hands. You know what, Rick, it was rainy, it was cold, we were kind of getting back to the parking garage, and we all were just kind of beelining it for our vehicles. Because the weather got shitty again, and it was like, hey, see you later. And then I'm thinking, man, see you later. Fuck. I only see Fred on videos and stuff, and I just hung out with him all day. It's like, man, I got to go back and at least give him a hug. Because, you know, you can always say, hey, I'll see you next year, or maybe I'll come down for a Browns game or something. And, you know, a lot of times that shit don't happen.
Yeah.
And I just took advantage of the situation. I was like, man.
Did he hug you back? Did he hug you back, or was his arms down?
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't. We gave each other a hug.
Okay, so there was reciprocation of the hug. Okay. Now, did you hug his wife?
No.
Oh, handshake?
No. I didn't make the rounds, because, I mean, I went down there to see Fred. I never met his wife until that day, so.
No, it wasn't like, oh, it's so nice to meet you, like a little, no?
No, I said that, but I said that earlier to them, you know. I was like, man, it's cool to meet you, and I met his son and all that.
Man, that is such a trip, though, man. Because you're just like, yeah, I'll see you later. No, really.
You know, it was kind of like, you know, like when you're leaving work, it's like, hey, see you tomorrow, and you're gonna, because we're both coming back here. And that was kind of the vibe that I was getting initially when we were going back to our cars, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to see you tomorrow. Fuck, we're probably going to pull out of here tomorrow. The weather is going to be awful. It's nice in Michigan. We got up early and left. Otherwise, I would have went to the post office and hassled Jim and met Leisha, but it was just a downpour. It sucked. But I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go give him a hug.
Man.
Because I might not ever even see him face to face again.
You know what?
Chances are, I probably won't.
You guys are 2 hours away, for the love of God.
No, it's 4 hours one way.
Oh, 4 hours one way.
Mm. And look, man, there ain't nothing going on in Cleveland. I mean, shit. I mean.
Oh, come on. You could Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That is a long trip, though. 4 hours, 8 hours round trip. Like,
fuck.
Let's see.
You know, here's the cool thing is I didn't plan on going to the baseball game with Fred. Him and his wife and his son bought tickets, and he didn't even tell me.
He didn't tell us.
No, this was all a surprise.
Me and my wife, we were going to a Tigers game. And then I messaged him, or I got on Voxer with him, and I'm like, hey, you got any ideas on a good place to stay and this and that? And all of a sudden, once I'm down there, he goes, hey, we're going to the game. I'm like, shit, that's awesome. But, I mean, I didn't want to be too forward and just say, hey, you want to go to a game? You know, like, I'm sure he had shit to do. I wouldn't, like, press that. But.
Man, well, I know you've always talked about it, though, like the college football. Remember, you're like, man, we got to go catch the college game together. We'll meet up.
Yeah, well, the Browns, the pros. Yeah, I wanted to go to see the Lions and the Browns. I still want to go see the Browns. Thinking about going back. I might go back down there this fall
to see the Browns.
I want to see them play Pitt. I want to go see them play the Steelers in Cleveland. Man, that's the dog pound. Man, I like sports, dude. I like all the. I mean, I don't. I got a favorite team and all, but I've been to Milwaukee. I've been to. The White Sox, I've been to Wrigley Field. I like to go different fields and check out different, you know, sceneries and stuff. But.
Man, well, that's awesome. I'm glad you met Fred, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, when we first walked in, we were still on Voxer, and he's like, he goes, we're over by the band. And as soon as I walked in, I heard this band playing. And then I seen him. It's like, oh, this is
surreal.
It's weird, but real. And then me and him, we went and grabbed a beer, and I told him, I said, this is kind of uncomfortable, kind of, ain't it? And he goes, yeah, a little bit. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it was just like we were just shooting the breeze, like it was no big deal.
Hey, is he tall as shit, though?
No, he's not that tall.
My sister was like, damn, he's tall.
Well, shit.
Well, your sister's I'm sorry, she's there, isn't she? Hi, Juanita.
What?
Your sister's there, isn't she?
Yeah, she said he's about my height.
Well, I mean, he's like six. I would say he's like 6'3".
Yeah, he looks tall to me. But then again, I'm a midget at 5'10". So,
wow.
But, you know, like when I stood next to him, like our belt buckles, we could bump belt buckles. Oh, but he's really tall for the belly button up.
Bumping belt buckles, all right.
Hey, you're tall from the belly button up, man.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
No, nah, he's a good guy.
He's a funny dude, man.
He is, man.
I remember when I first met him, I thought he was a jerk. I was like, man, who is this jerk? When he was on Chronicles, I was like, man, he keeps—is he making fun of me?
Well, yeah, you know, probably thought that about me too. Right? Yeah. Maybe you still do. I don't know, but you know, he just was busting chops right out of the gate.
He was.
And then he left and came back. And
Who's eating?
Me. Sorry.
What are you eating? Chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. With guacamole or what?
No. With some Ruffles.
Oh, man. What flavor?
Original.
Wow.
He's just getting the salt. He wants the salt.
I do.
Man, I can't eat original. That makes my tongue.
Ugh. Oh, makes your tummy hurt.
My tummy.
Oh, you poor ting.
No, it's open. I do have some sea salt, quinoa, tortilla chips in here that I could bring out, but that would.
I'll tell you another little story about the baseball game. It was cool because we walked in. It's like, all right, you know, because going to a game is more relaxing than just like going and like out for dinner, let's say. But they had a 2-hour fucking rain delay, so we were all crunched in and underneath there, and we were just kind of standing around. And then all of a sudden, what do you got to talk about, you know? But work. We started talking about work. And it's just like, let's get the game going, because at least the game breaks up your conversation a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, they had $2 beers and $1 hot dogs, and he was grabbing like 3 or 4 beers at a time, and we started drinking beer, and all of a sudden, like 2 hours later, the baseball game started, and sheesh, it was just a long night. Shit, I got back. I didn't get back to the hotel till almost 1 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's dang.
Did your guys' wives drive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys had fun then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, that's cool. Rhonda, she's cool as fuck. And she was telling my wife all kinds of shit about Fred. Like, man, he likes to party, and I always got to drive, and da-da-da-da-da, and everywhere we go, I got to drive because he's always drinking, and then he's always busting on me.
Well, let me ask you this, you guys. You know, because we're mailmen.
Good old silver tips.
Because we're mailmen. Like, when we get off work, like, I don't like to drive my own car. Like,
no.
I hate driving. I feel like I drive all day, right?
No, I mean, well, actually, no, I don't, because my route's all park and loop, so I just hate being outside. So once I get home, I don't want to go outside, period.
But like, say your wife is like, hey, let's go to dinner. Are you like, hey, babe, could you drive? I feel like I've been driving all day.
No, I have no problem with that. You know, it's like I said, I mean, I drive maybe 8 miles a day on my route.
Man.
So it's now if I like, hey, let's go for a walk after dinner, I'm like, hell no. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
You want to go for a hike this weekend? A weekend
like,
hike?
Nope. Yeah, negative.
Yeah, and Rick, you also have a commute, too, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you drive to work, then you go to work and drive, then you got to drive home.
Yeah, I'm surprised you just don't get a walking route just to break up the monotony.
Fuck that.
Dude, can you imagine carrying mail, walking in the rain and shit again?
No, I can
imagine that. Yeah, fuck you.
Dude, I don't want to get wet. Like, I'd rather just my arm get wet.
Oh, you poor baby.
Now I only have to get wet when I load up.
Yeah, you put your time in. You walked.
We've got covered parking for our vehicle, so we don't get wet when we load up.
We don't even have employee parking. We got to park on the side streets.
We have some stations up here like that, too.
Sucks.
Well, I mean, our post office, the station I'm at, was built in, like, the mid to late 80s, so it's a little more advanced as far as that's concerned. But, I mean, like, when I was at our main office, which was built in, like, the 40s, I mean, yeah, no, it was exposed parking, whatever else. But also, most of the routes out of that office were walking routes, so it was like I had to get the hell out of there if I ever wanted a chance of getting a somewhat mounted route. But then again, I went right back to the same walking routes, but man, shorter commute.
I'm done walking. I've done that already. I remember when I had a walkout route.
I used to walk out of the post
office. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those push carts?
Yeah. And collection boxes out there.
Oh, wow.
City One, it was all the county offices.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was all businesses, like county, fucking the jail. And then,
oh, you had relay box?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oh,
or they would just throw them in the collection box.
Damn. Dang. Did you ever take a nap in those relay boxes?
No, they were, no.
He's too big. No. He wouldn't even fit in your ProMaster.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
Man, I don't even fit in the goddamn LLV. I'm waiting for these new trucks. Hopefully, we get the new trucks before I retire.
Yeah. I don't know, we'll see.
What they said, 2019 or 20?
I thought it was, 2020, yeah.
Yeah.
They better hurry up before some more people die.
Damn, I just want to be able to fit like a normal person.
I just don't know why they don't change the ProMasters to freaking right-hand drive. How hard is it?
Because
it's a simple conversion.
Well, they could just should have bought them from Europe or something. I mean, you know, those ProMasters, they didn't do their due diligence on those either. They only get 4.3 miles per gallon.
Well, it's like what Johnny said. I mean, the gas mileage sucks, but, I mean they were cheap to buy.
Yeah, so you get a deal on the sticker price, but you're paying through the nose on gas.
Yeah. And those fuckers on Sunday always take my freaking ProMaster, so I'm drained on Mondays.
Mine too. And they smoke in mine, too.
Oh, dude, I love that.
It's disgusting.
Hey, let me tell you guys what Alicia was telling me earlier. She has a friend that works for Honeywell, the people that...
Yeah, I heard this. Yeah, sorry.
You heard about it already?
Yeah. About how we're ready to drop our scanner producer.
Yeah, dude. She said like 2.something billion is the contract with them.
Jesus.
Anything to save money, right? Like...
But then again, we'll pay out $3.5 million to the wrong artist for a fucking Statue of Liberty stamp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I hope whoever did that is fired.
Well, they'll probably just get moved.
Hey, it was probably Apple Hunt in marketing.
Well, she can claim hormones, right?
Oh, my God.
Man, I forgot about Apple Hunt. She's not on the page anymore, is she?
Nope.
In our office, who's on MMC, what's her name? Terry Bertoloso Parker. She does marketing, but, I mean, she's still carrying, but she'll go out and do, like, customer service calls and whatever else or to try and
customer drum connect. Up
business. Customer Connect, yeah.
Oh, God, that's such a fucking joke. The carriers bring in so much money, and Customer Connect and don't get shit.
No.
They're like, oh, we'll have breakfast for you guys.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, they're lining somebody's pocket, but these guys who are out, you know, it's like, oh, we need you to get like 3 new contacts a year or a month. Or like, I'm all residential. Who the hell am I going to get?
Right?
Yeah, but you want to know what goes on is they get, like, we had a girl that got like, she generated almost $300,000 from one place. And, they bought us breakfast, but I guarantee the postmaster probably took all the credit, got a big bonus.
Same.
Because they, you know, whoever's a, you know, they don't really hear the real story.
No. Yeah. Same in my office.
You'll get a couple sausage links. And
there are some breakfast burritos from Taco Bell.
Some jazzy eggs.
And it's like once a year, like,
yeah,
you know, like, fuck.
Yeah, even though you pick that account up every day.
You guys reach this number, man, we're going to have breakfast catered.
Yeah.
Woo! Like,
well, I'm down to about 2% on my phone, guys. I'm going to have to chime out.
Yeah, I'm about 15.
We're over an hour.
I got 20%. Man, we're like 68 minutes in.
Almost.
It's not bad.
Man, we might as well just stay till 70, though, huh? What, we got a minute?
Minute and 15.
I'll hang in there as long as I can.
All right,
you can do it. Come on, Denny.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Minute and 15.
I'll hang in there as long as I can. All right,
you can do it. Come on, Denny.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's after 1 o'clock over here, guys.
I got faith.
We're winding down on this opening episode of podcast. What should we call it?
We sure got a lot more things to talk about.
That was called the drive. That's what it was.
Yeah, but we're actually not even driving. What if we just called it like an acronym, like STS, Shooting the Shit, the Shooting the Shit podcast.
That's not bad.
STS.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, right?
There you go. Yeah. I mean, stats, that. No.
That sounds German.
Scheiße? No.
Stats?
That's like, Stats?
The fucking stats?
Shooting debris, stab.
What do you guys got going on? You guys got any dinner? What do you got going for the rest of the night here?
Man, it's 10 o'clock. I gotta go take a shower still.
Nah, I did dinner a long time ago.
You gonna eat like a bowl of cereal, some Raisin Bran or something?
No, I got leftover pizza I'm gonna eat. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, man, I wish we had some. We don't have nothing.
Hey, you still got that fucking slug living downstairs?
Yeah.
When are you going to get...
Not for long.
Oh, he's making his way out.
Yeah, him and his girly friend are thinking about buying a house. I'm like...
Oh, wait, I thought he was only approved for like $80,000 for a loan.
Well, they went back and they got put both their names on there, so they're approved for $150,000 now.
Tell them to go watch a tiny house.
That's a double wide. That's a double wide right there, not a single wide.
Tiny
house. But you know what, like, right, and I don't want to discourage him from it, but I don't want him to make a bad decision, because, like, housing right now is, like, peaked, at least over here.
Yeah, no, it's still climbing here.
It is climbing here.
But it's kind of like, okay, you pay, like, top end for a house. It's not going to go up any higher. We're almost right at the peak. It's only going to go down from there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like, kind of like... Unless you got something to sell at a higher cost and then buy at a higher one. See, they're buying a first, their first, I say, like, go rent. Just go fucking rent. Wait for the next housing bubble.
Man, that could be a while away, though.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in recovery for, about 6 years now?
I know, but look what they're doing. They're doing it again. They made too much money the last time. They're giving loans to two kids that aren't even married, and they both got shitty jobs. I mean, come on.
Hey, Mike, remember when shit just fell out of the bottom out here?
Yeah.
And people were just walking away from their houses? Like, halfway.
We just about did it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because we sold at the peak and we bought at the peak. And then it was like, why? I mean, why are we paying this much for a house that's only worth... like less than half of what we paid for it. I mean, originally.
Did you have an adjustable rate mortgage?
Actually, what happened was this, is that we short sold the house to my father-in-law.
Oh, gotcha.
And the banks didn't know that we were related. So if they had, they would have nixed it, but, you know.
Isn't that crazy back then? Because, like, the banks weren't even willing to work with
No, we tried. I tried repeatedly. I was like, listen, I mean, this is when I went from working 56 hours a week for the first 9 years of my career to down to 40. I was like, listen, would you have approved me for this loan at what? And they're like, nope. And I'm like, well, then adjust it. I mean, you're going to take a hit either way. I mean,
yeah. They didn't care.
No, they did not. So I was like, all right, screw you.
It was all part of the scam.
Dude, it was a scam.
Yeah.
And you got real people out there with real cash money, and they come back through and they would just buy all these places up.
Oh, yeah. No, we got this guy in our development. He was a Silicon Valley guy, and he bought a house out here just for himself, and all of a sudden everything crashed, and he started buying all these houses on foreclosure as rentals.
Pennies.
Wow.
Pennies on the dollar. And he's got like 10 of these houses out here.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. You just got to be... Because I remember, like, once they tightened up lending, I couldn't even go to the bank and get a $1,000 loan.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah, my credit rating was shit for the longest time.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even my credit rating. They just tightened everything up. If you didn't have, like, expendable cash, real money, you couldn't take advantage of a bad situation.
Hey, let me ask you. When you walk away from a house, it's off your credit in, what, 10 years?
Seven, I think.
Seven.
I think seven. It's seven, yeah.
Yeah. And they can't come after you, like, with a...
No.
No?
Nope.
There's nothing they could do.
Nope.
No collection agencies like, hey, you owe $300,000.
No, you just walk away from it. Then the bank will either try and do a short sale or they'll auction. Just either go into foreclosure and you just walk away from it. It's just your credit's fucked for 7 years.
Yeah, well, how do they fucking get you with these fucking cards? Like $3,000 on a car loan or $5,000, like
cars, they just depreciate in value. They know a house is going to come back.
Yeah.
So it's more of a Ponzi scheme with housing. You know, they wait for the prices to get jacked up. Then they give every swinging dick a loan on a house that ain't worth nearly what they're selling it for.
Yeah.
And then it tanks and they all bail, and then they all buy on the low and sell on the high again. Like a car, I mean, unless you got a classic car, a car ain't worth shit. They just turns into a pile of rust.
And they just want you on the street. Like, they figure they won because you're homeless.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Nope. No, they do.
Wow. Well, guys, we're about we're 75 minutes into this first opening podcast. And it's just the three of us, Denny, Mike, me. And, you know, we've talked about a range of things, you know, like how we've never washed our backs since we were...
and ear hair and nose hair.
Ear hair and dirty backs.
Hey, and Mike, you get a picture profile on there, would you?
I kind of like the silhouette thing going on.
It's pink.
It is pink. It's really cool.
You know, I need to butch it up a bit. You're right.
That's pretty cool, though. I'm way over here in Michigan, and you guys in California, and we're yucking it up for well over an hour.
And it's live.
Yeah. And it's crystal clear.
And there's no boop-boop on Botzer.
Dude, I hate that fucking bloop-bloop. I have my ringers all the way down. Like, I hate when I have my earbuds in and that shit goes off, I get so angry. Because it's just like that, bloop, bloop, and you're like, fuck this shit.
That's why it gets so cranky.
Oh, man. And it's just right there in both ears, too. Like, like, damn.
Now, who wouldn't listen to this podcast?
I don't know. Like, this is, it's entertaining. Like,
it is. I'm entertained.
I might listen to this when I wake up tomorrow, just on, you know, like, man.
You can right. It's you not can scripted, it's just off the cuff, it's
off the flowing. Cuff is a great name, Mike.
Oh,
there you go, that's you. The thank name.
You. Yeah, there off you go, off the cuff.
You named it.
There it is, off the cuff.
It don't even have to be an acronym, it's just off the cuff.
Is that OTC?
Yeah.
OTC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Off the cuff. Okay. Oh my God. All this subliminal stuff nobody knows about either. Like Tom Belushi. Or is that John? It's Tom Belushi.
Is it Jim?
Is it Jim?
Ain't it? Or is it John? John Belushi? Jim Belushi?
I think it was Jim. Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, because he had the TV show, What About Jim,
According
right?
to Jim.
According to Jim. That was Norma. Maybe. Or, no, it was,
Norma Perez?
No, it was the one that pissed over the toilet seat, remember?
Atkinson.
Yeah, Mary.
That was Mary Atkinson, yeah.
Yeah, you put, she looked just like him.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe, I would have never realized that that's who she looked like. I always thought she looked familiar. And when you plastered that his head on her body, I almost died.
Don Wright.
Yeah, he's my case neighbor.
Man, you know what? He was act in season one. He was all over the place. He's kind of just mellowed out. You barely see him.
What's that?
You barely see him anymore. He was real funny season one.
Hey, whatever happened to Sin City CCA? What happened to that guy?
Man, you know, me and Alicia were just talking about that yesterday. I was driving to work and I was like, Sin City CCA here. Just emptying this collection box.
That was his catchphrase, but it got old fast.
Sin City CCA here, just in the back of my truck.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing else.
No.
It was just like, hey, it's Sin City CCA.
On lunch.
Okay, then what? No, that's it.
Yeah, like no video of prostitutes fighting or...
That's it. Hey, Sin City CCA, collection box.
Since, hey, this is me recording the strippers walking into the Crazy Horse 2.
Fucking nothing.
You know what's funny is that we all think alike, because remember Molina or whatever the fuck that guy's name was?
Yes.
Yeah.
You actually said it, but I was thinking it the whole time. He always had his hand on the steering wheel so you could see his arm, his tattoo on his arm.
And turn his neck.
He always turned his neck. A little cockeyed one way.
He always turned his head, yeah.
Yes, and it was so irritating because he did it every time. Every fucking time. Dude, I'm glad he's gone.
He jumped, I think, because of the Spamps thing, right?
Yeah, because it was all about race
stuff.
They said it was a race war. But he was a dick. I couldn't stand him.
Well, Ish wasn't really like, I mean... Honestly, I knew I'm as white can be, but Ish. I mean, I knew what Ish is. I mean,
no, but I mean, I almost felt like his stories were like a lot of them were just made up because he was always trying to be like really tough about all of his stories. It's like
kind of be like a Bobby Peace.
Well, hey, to be honest with you, I always hit the like button on Bobby Peace stories, but they're too long. I get a headache.
I don't even read. I just hit the like button.
Yeah, I mean, they're so long. And then at the bottom, you think you're done, and then you got to hit read more. And then it goes on for, like, another page.
It's hey,
like,
but oh. You know what? One thing about Bobby Peace's post is the punctuation is fucking flawless.
No, he's great. It's like he took an English master's class.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. There's no doubt about it.
Flawless. Dude, his golf swing
is beautiful.
It's a fucking beautiful golf swing.
But you know what? He's probably the best guy at the range. That's the problem with him. Yeah. Get him out on the golf course. I bet if I threw a $20 bill on the putting green, he'd miss it.
Drive for show, putt for dough.
Dude, you know what? That would be a great fucking meetup. Like, hey, come out here to Michigan and let's play, what is it, 9 holes or 8 holes?
Well, we could play 18 or 9.
Dude, yeah, 9 holes.
Is there a decent golf course in Michigan?
Yeah, man. Some of the best. Most beautiful. It's hard to imagine because they're seasonal, you know, but, yeah, they're really nice.
Dude, I've never stepped foot on a golf course before.
Oh, man, wow. I would beat Bobby P's ass.
Yeah, you're that good?
Oh, you would?
No, oh, really? Probably not. He looks like he's a good golfer. I know that.
Looks like, yeah, super athletic. He'd probably, yeah, just, like, lean and like, one of those assholes that everything comes naturally well to him. Fucker.
Dude, he's in good shape. Yeah, now that you mention that, like, lean. God, he's in fucking good shape. Dude, does he work out? Like, he doesn't post, like, I'm going to go work out?
No.
Like, you know, he's only, like, 150 pounds. He's just, he's like a piece of iron. He's scrappy.
God damn. He's in good shape for an old guy. What did you
give him a sandwich?
Man.
Damn.
Hey, but did you see the tile on his floor? It looked like the tile in the bathroom.
It looked like the tile in the bathroom with his wife beater on.
The floor tile in his bathroom was like the floor tile at work.
I know, and he was, you know what? He was taking it off the wall. It's like, why are you taking it off the wall? Take it off the floor.
Man.
That looks like a fucking gas station bathroom.
Yeah, and he was like, mine's cleaner though. I was like, yeah, you got that right.
Those East Coasters.
All right, I got one more question before I let you guys go, though.
Sure.
Hey, do you guys have boogers on your bathroom urinals, like in the urinal stalls?
Yes.
What in the fuck is going on with that?
No. I don't know. That's lazy.
No, I only crap at work. I don't pee at work.
Damn, I piss. But I want to know why there's boogers on the wall.
I don't know. I mean, the last time I seen that, it was like grade school.
It's like long boogers. They're not little boogers. They're like long. They're the door boogers.
Yeah.
No, but what I have seen is shit wiped on the side of the bathroom stall for years. Years. I look at it, and it's like, it's still here. Brown streaks down the side of the stall walls for years.
Hey, is this being recorded?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Hold on.
Well,
is this on?
Is this thing on? Hey, somebody impersonate Richard Nixon right now.
I am not a crook.
I did not know.
I did not have sex with that girl. No, that's Clinton.
No, that's Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, God.
What is.
God, you know what? What about Trump? Jesus.
Huge.
It's going to be huge. Fake news. You're fake news.
You can just grab him right by the pussy. Whoever said that.
Grab him right by the pussy.
I grab him right by the pussy.
And they'll let you. That's what he said.
That's right.
And he is right.
Dude, when you're worth that much money, you could grab anything.
Yep. They'll actually lean into it.
God. Hey, did you guys see Sylvester Stallone turn like 72?
Man, he looks really old.
That's right.
Man, hey, yo, but his body, hey, yo, this is Sly Stallone. Keep punching. But, you know, this is Sly Stallone, and I just want to tell everybody out there that I look better than any 40-year-old out there right now. And I'm 72.
I sound great too. I don't sound like no.
So do you think that he looks really old because he's got such a great body? I mean, like, what if he just had a regular body? Would you say, oh yeah, he looks pretty good for 72?
No, I think
his body makes his face look ancient.
I think his face. I think he's got too many surgeries and shit going on.
Yeah,
I think he's just too. I think he's too thin. He's too. I mean, not enough fat content, you know? I mean, when you look, I mean, even when people, you know, men, women who are like in their 30s, they're super thin, super skinny. I mean, they look older than what they are, right?
Yeah. I don't, well, you
but
know
you know, yeah. Plus he's probably faking bacon. I mean, like super tanning bed, and that's not going to help.
You know, the funny thing is with Stallone, though, if you look at him now and then you look at him back in like the 80s, like, his face doesn't look nothing the same.
No, I know. It's all different.
Well, yeah, I mean, the nose is completely screwed up, but that could be from filming the Rocky movies. I mean, his nose is flat, whereas in the Rambo movies, his nose was a little more Italian looking.
He kind of looked like Molina, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked like the Molina kid, like... You know, like, when you see, like, the old Stallone, you're like, he looks like Colin Kaepernick. Like, is he Indian?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He's a lot more angular back in the day. But, I mean, let's be fair. I mean, his face took a beating. I mean, literally, filming those Rocky movies, right?
I don't know.
Do you think that's all plastic surgery?
I think it's plastic surgery. And then the hair plugs, like... He was going bald, I think, back, when his hair started thinning out was the movie with Antonio Banderas.
Assassins?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now his hair is just like, around the back of the ears, you're like, man, his hair looks fucked up back there. But on...
And you know, honestly, I mean,
it's all straggly behind his ears. Like, that's fucked up.
He doesn't let anybody stand behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, but
it'd be
you
better if
he
just
kind like, of
shaved it, like kept it to like a zero guard, right?
Oh man, that's great.
It's the plugs. Like, I don't know. Hey, but you know why his face is one side is just like kind of like
he's like he had a stroke, right?
Yeah, you know why? Because when he was born
and they were in delivery. They used the forceps to get his head out.
Yeah.
Something happened to where he lost the nerve damage, like, on that side of his face.
Oh, wow.
No, that's why they banned the forceps. And in fact, there's a coworker of mine in Modesto. They used the forceps on his son during birth, and it caused permanent brain damage.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's true story. True freaking story. I mean, he was on the MMC for a bit, but then he bailed. But now, I mean, it's his son is in his 20s. I mean, he's wheelchair confined.
Oh, God.
I mean, he got settled out from the hospital and all that because it should have been a C-section. But,
Now,
I mean, lifetime of freaking, I mean, this kid is just, terrible. But, yeah, no, that's why they banned, the forceps in the, the little suction cup that they would use to kind of, like on the top of the head and pull kids out.
Wow.
It's pretty brutal if you think about it.
Yeah.
Grab a hold of a baby by the head and just jerk it out of there.
Yeah, by the soft spot. And...
Yeah, right.
Dude, you can see the heartbeat with the soft spot. Like,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's freaking insane.
Yeah, and the kid, and this guy I work with, he was a refugee from Nicaragua and, you know, came, he was a Marine, joined the Marines and all that.
Fucking guy.
Guys, I'm at 1%. I'm going to have to, I don't want to just vanish.
Yeah, no, I'm on 10%, so.
All right, guys. Hey, yo, I'm Rocky Balboa, and I just want to tell you guys, I'm 73 years old, and I look better than Denny and Mike and Rick.
All right. Hey, you know what, I'm Rocky Bobby, and if you don't shoot Red Stripe, then fuck you.